Sagt der Eilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Becheirais, Perik Ches, Mishnah Beis. Those babies that would not be a par, not for Nachla, not for inheritance, and not for a Kayin. We have twins, and one of them is a Yotze Daivin. We learned about this earlier. That means he wasn't born the normal way. They had to open up the stomach of his mother and take him out. So that child, as well as V'haba Achrav, his brother that's born after him, even though that brother came out the regular way, Shneim in Abchar, both are not Abchar, loy l'nachla v'loy l'kayin. Okay, the first one, the Yotze Daivin, is not Abchar l'nachla, because it says by Yerushas Abchar, v'yoldu loy. So it's mashma, it has to be a normal birth. And a Yotze Daivin is not a normal birth. The second one is not Abchar l'nachla, because he's not Reishis Aina, he's not the first Kayach of the father. V'loy l'kayin, the first one, the one that came out through the stomach, is not Abchar l'kayin, because it's not Peter Rechem. He didn't open the Rechem. He's not the first to come out of his mother's womb, because he didn't come out of the womb. The second one that was born normally is also not a Par L'Kayin, although he's the first one to come out of the womb, but he's not the first child. His mother had a child before that. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon says, Harishin, the first one that came out of the stomach, is a Par L'Nachla Vasheni, and the second one is the Par L'Chamish Slayim. He does have the mitzvah of pinyan events. Rav Shimon says, one brother is the Bchar L'Nachla, the other is the Bchar L'Chamish Slayim. Rav Shimon holds Yotze Daivin is called born in regard to Nachla. Learns that from a pasuk. So the first one is a Bchar L'Nachla. The second one that came out normally has the mitzvah of pinyan event, because I say he's Peter Rechem. The fact that there's another Bchar does not bother Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, you can have one Bchar for one thing, and another Bchar for something else.